This is my ladybug collection since I was a child. They all have their character. They're all very unique.
That's Michelle Brochu showing me her ladybug collection in the Newport Municipal Gym. It's part of the annual Collector's Fair, which is put on by the Old Stonehouse Museum in Brownington. People from mostly Orleans County bring their collections to share with the public, and these are collections of pretty much anything. Here's Jim Scherer and his Abe Lincoln memorabilia collection.
This is a Lincoln life mask. It was made in 1865 by Clark Mills. He brought him into the studio. He put olive oil or coconut oil over Lincoln's face and then put plaster over that. Gave him two holes for his nose and let him sit for 15 to 20 minutes. And this is Abraham Lincoln. I've got it at 6 feet 4 inches above the floor because Lincoln was 6 feet 4 inches tall. And the person who has been reproduced the most, that people have seen the most, is Abraham Lincoln. This is a partial roll of Lincoln pennies. Between 1909 and 1917, 571,992,932,685 pennies were minted. A penny is 0.0598425 inches thick. If you started a column of these at sea level, there have been enough pennies minted to reach the moon, return back to the earth, and raise a third column 65,072 feet above sea level. You want to argue about who has been seen more than anyone else? It's Lincoln, beyond a doubt.
We've got Minnie Mouse, you know, we've got the Minions, we've got Donald Duck, you know, we've got Batman.
There's Precious Schultz was set up with her Pez candy dispenser collection right next to the Lincoln table.
They have Pez collector banks, they have Pez label pins, they have Pez candy dispenser conventions, they have a Pez Men's Museum in Connecticut.
What are we looking at?
Pictures and books and little national park, little national park maps from showing like where they are in the country.
That's Jonah Matt. He was wearing a green vest covered in patches.
What's the vest?
It's a vest of the national park badges and patches and national historic national monuments and national battlefield badges and patches.
Yep. And every centimeter is covered with
except
patches.
Except for this side.
Oh, you still have another side to go.
Yep.
Do you remember the first time that you thought this is amazing?
Yes, I actually kind of do. We were at the Statue of Liberty, and they had one there, and that's where we figured it out.
Why is a collection better than a single thing?
Because you're able to, like, have fun, like, collecting, trying to get, like, a whole set. Whereas a single one, you're just like, oh, remember that time?
Is there anything you want to show me, your favorite thing or your favorite patch or your favorite button?
My favorite one would be... My favorite would be...
I don't think Jonah was going to figure out which his favorite was, which is fair. I moved on.
My name is Hale Matoon. That's H-A-L-E M-A-T-T-O-O-N. Matoon.
And what do you collect?
I collect maple memorabilia of the past.
Do you remember when you first started to collect?
Yes.
And why?
I'll show you the spout. It was this one right here. At that time, we were tapping 3,500, all buckets in Chelsea. And each year before we tapped, we'd wash each sap spout individually with a percolator brush. Well, there was one spout that I always looked for because there wasn't another one in the 3,500 like it. And it was that one. So in 1971, I said, I'm going to set that spout aside. I don't want to get lost. So I did. And I looked, gee, that spout looks lonely. And that's how I started collecting.
What does it feel like when you're at a flea market and you find something new?
It's just a tremendous surprise, you know. It's what is it? Never seen one of these before. Gotta have it. always looking for new additions to the collection. Each one of these spouts, there's history behind it. Where it was made, and where it was used, and how it got here.
Maple taps, pottery ladybugs, old snowshoes, and Barbie dolls. I keep wondering if objects actually change when they're loved this much and collected like this. Grant Owen was sitting behind a table of about 50 stuffed bears. I sat and talked with him for a while.
I really, really love stuffed animals, and when you collect stuffed animals, you're going to go to teddy bears eventually. They're like the biggest type of stuffed animal.
What is your feeling about them?
Well, my feeling is that they've been a part of me for so long. They're sort of like family. And I was afraid today that some of them were going to get taken. But none of them did so far. And I hope not.
Do you have a different relationship with each one of them?
Yes. I feel like each one, I make my own ways that they act. They're like if you were to have a dog, you would take care of the dog and want to show the dog love. Well, that's what I do with my teddy bears.
Okay, so we're both looking at this bear. Are we seeing the same thing? Are you seeing it in a different way?
I feel like partly I am seeing them differently since I've been through every adventure they've been through. Not like just they're like teddy bears to display. They're real to me.
This is Erica Heilman with VPR.